This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Dick Morris. Dick, former President Trump seems to be under fire lately. The New York Attorney General's chasing him. The FBI's chasing him for taking classified documents. George Conway, who is no friend of his, claims he's going to get convicted of multiple charges. Can he survive all these and still run?
Yeah, sure he can. I write in my book about how he can. First of all, none of these are serious. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't betray our national secrets. There's no evidence that any of the archives were, any of the classified documents in the archives were leaked to anybody. This is just because he's guaranteed of the Republican nomination. He's got a lock on it. Nobody can challenge him. But he showed that in a string of victories earlier this year. And they're now just grasping at anything they can to beat him. They've decided they can't beat him at the ballot box, so they're going to beat him in the courthouse. Uh-huh. And they're just throwing everything they can at him. But none of this is really important. None of this will stick. Even if he were indicted, George, and even if he were convicted, it's not going to stop him from being elected any more than impeachment stopped him. Everybody gets it that this is just the Democrats doing everything they can to take the choice away from the voters. But there's no statutory way he can be precluded from running, and there's no political way he can be precluded either.
When do you think he announces? After the November midterms?
Yeah, right after that.
Had he still been president, I'm not sure Putin would have gone into Ukraine. It's just a gut feeling, but what do you think?
I'm sure he would not, absolutely. You mentioned in your news broadcast that North Korea is firing the first missiles it's fired since 2017. There's a reason that that was the year after Trump got elected. He went to Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un said, "I have a button that can destroy America." And Trump said, "Hey, Buster, I have a bigger button than you do." Huh. And that terrified him. He backed right down. No missile tests for the rest of the Trump presidency. And then as soon as Trump left office with Biden, he began sending ballistic missiles over Japan. The point is that everybody saw in Afghanistan that Biden is a paperweight, a lightweight, and that you could do whatever you like around him. And that led to the invasion of Ukraine. It's going to lead to an attack on Taiwan. It led to the rebirth of ISIS in the Middle East. It's empowering Iran now that they're trying to destroy the sanctions Trump put in. It's enabling our enemies around the world.
What's happening with Iran with these demonstrations over this poor 22-year-old woman who was killed under very strange circumstances?
George, we're at a fascinating juncture because all three of our adversaries are having serious domestic problems that are plaguing them and very probably crippling them. Russia is having these draft riots all over the place because of the carnage in Ukraine. And the Russian troops are in wholesale retreat, very often giving up without a fight. And the people at home are rebelling against the new draft that he's imposing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very likely that Putin will have to go. In China, China's in a huge recession. Never been in a recession like this before. And that's largely, and let me say about Ukraine, the reason the NATO is so effective there is, remember when Trump went to Europe in 2017 and said, you guys have to start pulling your weight and contribute the share of your economy to defense, 2% you committed to and none of you are doing it. You don't do that, we're going to pull back. And they all scared and they chipped in and they got $130 billion a year of increased defense spending. And those are the weapons that are winning in Ukraine. And with China, the sanctions Trump imposed on China, the tariffs, not the sanctions, but the tariffs, so hurt the Chinese economy that it plunged it into a recession. And President Xi may not be reelected in the Congress next month. And in Iran, the sanctions Trump imposed have been so devastatingly effective. Iranian oil production was cut to one-fifth of what it was before the sanctions were imposed. Then when Biden came in, he relaxed the sanctions, but it's still down to only one-third of the total oil they were able to sell previously. And that's causing massive economic pain in Iran and leading to political instability. So because of the residual effect of the actions of the Trump administration, you have all three of our adversaries in retreat.
And you believe that if Hillary does run in 24, Donald Trump can beat her?
Oh, yeah, sure. He'll beat her by even more than he did last time, by quite a bit. Because in addition to all of the issues being in Trump's favor, you have her integrity issues that are absolutely crippling for her. It is important, possible for us to underestimate the impact of four words that Donald Trump can say. I did it already.
Yes,
so
he did.
Gas prices are horrible. Well, can you control them? Well, I did it already. When I was there, it was $1.50 a gallon. And inflation is out of control. Can you bring it down? Well, I did it already. When I was there, it was under 2%. Can you seal the border? Yeah, I did it already. There was no illegal immigration when I was there. Russia was under control. China was backpedaling because of the trade tariffs we put on them. And all of that got undone by Biden, and it can be redone by Trump because he did it already.
I think if President Trump had stayed away from his cell phone and his tweets, he might have gotten reelected in a bigger way. What do you think?
No, I don't buy that, George. It's like going to George Patton and saying, please be kinder and gentler.
You know? Don't slap your troops, right?
Yes, yeah, may not have won the war. I think that you cannot diss Trump's means from his ends. You take the North Korea story I just told you. Or the NATO story I just told you. He was condemned for being irresponsible, for screwing our allies, for enraging Kim and offending him and all of that. And it ended up working. Europe contributed more to its defense, so NATO went from a paper alliance to a robust military force. And Kim went from our worst enemy to someone who was minding his P's and Q's until Biden took over.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I had a friend, Dick, who knew Donald Trump very well. He has since passed on. Owned a company, Hawaiian Tropic, and he just thought the world of Donald Trump. I mean, I have never heard this guy. His name was Ron Rice. Great guy. So glowing about any presidential candidate or president than this guy was over Donald Trump. And I respected this guy. I mean, he's an honest, dedicated guy, and he built his business from a trash can in his garage and made these formulas and started selling them. But he loved Donald Trump.
Yep. Well, my father was Trump's lawyer, so for real estate deals. And my cousin, Roy Cohn, was his chief advisor. And I've known him since my early 20s. And first of all, let me say he's brilliant. He's unbelievably brilliant. He knows everything. He knows all of the facts, all of the stats, so much more so than any other politician I've ever encountered. And I worked with Bill Clinton. He's a hell of a nice guy. He's when you know him and when you're his friend. If you're his enemy, he tears you apart. But don't you see, Washington is a tough place, and nice guys don't hack it there. And all the Republicans in the Congress know that if they step out of the line and they don't vote for the stuff Trump wants, he's going to come after them and rip them apart. There were two senators that refused to go along with his economic program, Republicans. Jeff Flake from Arizona and a guy from Tennessee. I'm blocking out the name. And Trump went after them and ended their political careers.
Yeah.
Absolutely forced them out of politics. And so the point is that he plays this game tough, but that's the way to win it, both abroad and in the United States. And he couldn't have racked up the achievements he's racked up if he didn't do that. The reason the economy was so good under Trump is that it's the first time ever that the Republicans were able to pass their program intact, no Democratic votes, but completely intact, no amendments, no watering down. And it worked like crazy, and now it's off, and it's falling apart like crazy.
Why does he want to run again?
First of all, one element is that he's a genuine patriot. The other element is that he wants to prove himself. But the far more important element is this guy is a builder. And when you go to any builder or any artist, if their canvas or their building is defaced or destroyed, they want to restore it. Their creative energy is in that, and they want to bring it back. And he can't stand to sit here and watch his accomplishments get undone piece by piece by the Biden people. And he wants to go back and make them whole again. He's a builder, and he can't handle it when people are destroyers of the stuff he built.
We're going to take calls next hour with Dick Morris as we talk about his work, The Return. The book is a number one Amazon bestseller. It's also on the top of the charts with the Wall Street Journal Publishers Weekly bestseller. And we've been talking about your book for at least a month now on this program, Dick. Newsmax is one of our sponsors, and they've come a long way. I got to tell you a great story. Back in 1997, I'm doing a local radio show in St. Louis, and a fellow by the name of Chris Ruddy calls us and says, I'm trying to get some exposure for my website, newsmax.com. Can you help us out? Can I be on that program, mine? It was called the Nighthawk Show. And we looked at his website and went, this is pretty good. I like this. So we put him on, and you never forgot. You never forgot. Now he's one of our sponsors on this show.
Right. Well, he's the one who told me to stay up all night and do your show tonight.
After 5 years? I think we got you on. You were on in 16 or 17, right around
17 was after Trump got elected.
Right after he got elected.
My book predicting that he would.
That's right. You worked with a Democrat. You worked with Republicans. Are you nonpartisan?
Not now. I'm a Republican. And I've never been nonpartisan. I started off as a liberal Democrat. And then as I saw what the world was about and I saw what worked and what didn't work, I became a Republican. The real impetus was that I had always been for nuclear disarmament and for arms control. And then Reagan got elected and did everything I didn't approve of. He kept building more missiles. He tried to get Star Wars approved. And I said, this is horrible. This will cause a nuclear war. And then I found out that it didn't. It just caused Russia to fall apart and implode. And there was no more threat of a nuclear exchange. Now there is some, but not what it was. And I realized that I had been wrong and Reagan had been right. And with that, I decided it's time to lift my carcass up and move it over to the other side of the aisle. And I did.
Do you think Vladimir Putin is foolish enough to detonate a nuke over Ukraine?
Well, I think that it depends on how we play it. If Biden continues to basically say, oh, please, 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 don't go nuclear, then I think Putin might well do that. But what Biden needs to do, and what Trump would be doing if he were there now, is standing up and saying, look, if you do that, you will be a pariah nation. You'll be thrown out of the World Bank, out of the IMF. We'll try to throw you out of the UN. And we will not buy a single drop of oil or whiff of gas from Russia, and neither will Europe. And we will supply Europe with liquefied natural gas to make up for it. Trump, by the way, doubled our capacity to produce liquefied natural gas so that it could be shipped on a barge. There are no pipelines under the Atlantic. And he'll make that clear to Russia. And one-third of Russia's budget revenues comes from the sale of oil and gas. Not taxes, but oil and gas sales. And it's half of their budget and a third of their economy. So if you threaten them with a complete cutoff in that, they are going to fall apart economically. And you also need to have a president who tells the Russian people, look, we're not your enemy. China is your enemy. We're not looking to take over half your country. China is. China wants to take over the minerals in Siberia and Uzbekistan. China's big problem is that it doesn't have any raw materials worth talking about. And Russia's full of them, and in thinly populated regions. And the ideal scenario for China is have Russia and the United States fight to a point which Russia is so weakened that China can move in and make it its puppet. And that's where they're headed now. And if you go over Putin's head and say that to the Russian people and stress that we're both Christian nations and that the Chinese are not, and we share the same kinds of values, I think that very likely that will help trigger a revolution in Russia. I've worked very closely with the chess champion Kasparov, who's the leader of the...
Gary Kasparov, yeah.
And I think that kind of an approach would be very effective. But our president is too senile and addled to be able to do that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified? Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.